Chapter 10.
"Must I see him?" my lady said. "I don't know why, but I have a feeling that horrible little man is bringing trouble and misery into this house. But if I must see him, I must. Stay with me while we talk, will you, Gabriel?"
Mr. Franklin returned to Mr. Godfrey, who was soon to be leaving. I took Cuff to my lady's room.
"At present, only one thing is certain," he said to her. "The diamond is missing."
He explained the smear on the door.
"The stained dress may lead us to the stone," he said in conclusion. "So I must search the servants' wardrobes, I'm afraid."
She refused, saying she would not let them be insulted a second time.
"I don't think they'll object, your ladyship," he replied, "if I tell them, with your permission, that I'm going to search everybody's wardrobes."
She seemed to appreciate the sergeant's clever solution.
"Very well. I agree to let you search my room. I'm sure Miss Verinder, Mr. Blake, and Mr. Ablewhite won't refuse either."
Mr. Godfrey came in to say goodbye with Mr. Franklin. My lady explained the sergeant's plan. Mr. Franklin agreed to let his wardrobe be searched. Mr. Godfrey offered the sergeant the keys to his luggage, saying it could be searched and sent on to London later. Mr. Godfrey left a message for Miss Rachel, which made it clear to me that he had not taken her no for an answer.
"My lady," said Cuff, as soon as the young gentleman had left, "I must be able to account for the clothes in the house, especially the clothes that have been washed. They will be recorded in the washing book, I believe."
Rosanna brought in the washing book, looking very tired and pale, and left. He examined the book, shut it again, and said,
"The last time I saw the woman who brought this book, she was in prison for theft."
I told him the truth about Rosanna. My lady made it very clear how satisfied she was with her.
"You don't suspect her, I hope,"
she added, getting up to go and ask Miss Rachel for the keys to her wardrobe. The sergeant bowed.
"I have said, your ladyship, that I don't suspect anyone of stealing. At least, not at the moment."
Cuff whistled the last rose of summer until Samuel came in with a note. Miss Rachel flatly refused to let her wardrobe be searched.
"Ah,"
said the sergeant, as though somehow expecting this.
"It's all wardrobes or none. A pity."
His sad eyes fell on me. "You don't seem too disappointed," I said.
"Mr. Betteridge," he replied, "let's go and have a look at those roses, shall we?"